Nigerian youth must not allow themselves to be used in creating violence before, during, and after next year's general election. According to a Nigerian media consultant, Oguchukwu Noreke, any issue that violence is used to address comes back with a stronger force. Mr. Nokere was addressing a summit of Nigerian youth in the diaspora in Accra. Joyce Jechi reports.
The rationale for the Nigeria Youth Summit is to galvanize Nigerians living in the diaspora as agents of change for the country. It also aims at encouraging the youth to desist from using violence on a religious and ethnic basis to destabilize their country. The leader of the summit, Barin Wahim, said as future leaders of Nigeria, allowing themselves to be used in creating violence will be to their detriment. Ms. Wahim elaborates on the summit.
The theme of the program is heralding the agents of change for Nigeria, a commitment to violent-free election, religious tolerance, and peace. We need to begin to live for ourselves as brothers and sisters despite our religious background.
A social media consultant, Oguchukwu Noreke, said current events in Nigeria, it seems violence is the way out in addressing issues, but history has shown otherwise.
Anytime you try to use violence to solve a problem, that problem comes back. It doesn't come back with the same energy that it started with. It comes back with much more energy. And in the process, we have lost a lot of good men and good women, people that were capable of being presidents and ministers and governors in Nigeria. And so it is something that we need to stop.
He said the youth as pillars of the nation should be critical thinkers and avoid being used by politicians for their votes and not involving them in national discourse. The publisher of African Journal of Counterterrorism, Oludari Ogulana, said President Goodluck Jonathan inherited a security system that is not well equipped, hence the difficulty in dealing with Boko Haram. He blamed the opposition for the current problems of terrorism in Nigeria. At the end of the summit, a signature for peace, asking all the youth to append their signatures to a document committing them to be peaceful, proud, during and after the February elections. The youth at the Accra summit declared their support for President Goodluck Jonathan.